Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin.
I can feel the Friday energy.
I forgot I was flying out tomorrow.
Oh, you did
no,
not.
You know. Friday, Ben.
Look at that smile. He's cheesing from ear to ear.
That postal annex came through. KBN Nation listener out in Glendale came to Third Space Brewing Company. He's like, you need a passport quick? I'm your guy. Got my passport, don't have my real ID, but I'm flying tomorrow. Kyle Wallace, Brad Northman, Ben Brust, with Alex Droff running the show. You, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. Listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app, and make sure you check us out on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. So, I have a feeling that this is going to be split 50-50. That is my hope, at least. And maybe I shouldn't have put out what my prediction will be, because it might sway.
Leading the witness.
Sure, you could say that. You could say that. But last night, you know, so we talked about it a lot. We had a show meeting that took an hour and 45 minutes yesterday morning. Had to be very honest with each other, did we not? We had to be honest, very honest.
Mm-hmm.
Can be emotionally draining.
I don't know about that one.
Just stick with me.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
know if
for
I go
you,
that far either.
Yeah, it was emotionally draining.
Emotionally draining.
You thrived
off
of it, but that's
exhausted.
Fine. You thrive in uncomfortable situations. But yes go
and that's
on.
Why I really why I felt emotionally drained, because I'm like, give me the negatives. Yeah.
Tell me I suck.
Goes through some other meetings, then we get ready for the show, and then we do the show yesterday. Got some work done before leaving to go to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel to do the weekly wager on 94.5 ESPN from 6 to 7. You know, and I love to bring home food from the wonderful sports book because they have amazing food.
Mm,
what
the
a
best.
Treat. What a treat.
The best food.
So I come in, and there is some furniture boxed up for our back patio. Next thing you know, I'm saying, all right, I don't want this sitting outside. Do you want me to drag this in? So I dragged it in. I didn't know she wasn't hungry. So once I found that out, I put the salad in the fridge. I started eating my food. And then all of a sudden, this is not an estate. This is the Brust household. The family room is not very big. There was an unboxing of outdoor patio furniture in the family room. And so I was like, what's going on? Why are we doing this right now? Like, why right now?
I will just follow up with, if I receive a package, I always have the urge to immediately open it.
I get that.
Most people
well,
do.
But it's outdoor but patio furniture.
Yeah, but I want to know what it looks like.
But there's screws and assembly.
Yeah, what time is this?
7:30 at night. The
is
daughter's
baby,
down
baby,
at 7.
Baby's down.
And like,
okay.
I just got home.
Sun's still
you
out.
Know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I want to relax.
What kind of piece is. Set we talking here? Like how many chairs, table?
Two chairs and a long, like, three person. So.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is. It's gonna be.
Okay.
Well, half of it is looking great already.
Oh,
in
wow.
the backyard. She starts unboxing, and the family room is full of cushions and pieces and screws and washers and tools.
Yeah, mess. There's just stuff everywhere.
Everywhere. And I just got home. What do you like to do when you get home, Kyle?
I like to, honey, I'm home, baby. I literally yelled her name. I said, baby girl.
You Fred Flintstone it?
Baby.
Honey, I'm home.
Baby girl. The king's home.
Do you say baby girl or do you say her real name?
I say her real name. And then she comes running and gives me a hug.
And comes running. Comes running, comes running, gives me a hug.
She usually comes running. But
I did
this
not,
is not
get
my
that
story.
Reception last night. I got the, we're putting this together.
Oh, wow.
So did
wow.
she ask you if you wanted to put it together
no.
or she just started unboxing?
I was eating and then there was an unboxing and then next thing I know there were pieces and screws and she was putting it together and then it became my job to help put it together.
Mm. I mean,
and so I, you know, I did, see Brad.
Okay, I'm.
So
what more is there to the story?
Come on, married man, tell me this.
I'm putting it together with her, and she's doing probably a better job than me because I'm just like I just got home.
You're not
into
it.
She started putting it together, and
you're
I'm
being
trying
a jerk about it. Go ahead.
And then I'm trying to figure out where we're at in the process of putting the longest part. We didn't put together a chair. We put together the 3-seat couch in the family room.
Oh yeah, she wanted to go for the big kuna.
And then 40% of the way through, like the foundation was laid, and then it was really just screws and like putting together the smaller pieces into the foundation. I was like, you know, it seems like a perfect spot to, you know, maybe just pick it up another time. We're leaving tomorrow and not coming back till Monday morning. We're not even going to be able to enjoy the outdoor furniture this weekend. So I'm just confused why we're putting it together in the middle of the family room on a Thursday night after a long day of work. So then I said, I'm not doing this anymore. And she's like, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. I was like, no, like, I'm not doing
this
anymore.
What time is it?
Probably 8:30.
Okay.
So it's been an hour of putting together a couch after coming
from
work.
And you got, what, an eighth of the way through the entire thing?
Oh, no, probably of just the one piece, probably 40 to 50% of it.
And then you still have the other pieces.
Those are still in the box, thank God.
Okay, okay.
There was two boxes. We only had one of the boxes, and it was the biggest piece.
Okay.
I said, I want to play video games with my friends.
Oh my God, Ben.
That I'm not going to lie to you, Ben. When you said I'm not doing this anymore, I know to some it sounds like he's being a jerk. I know to some it's like, well, he's not standing by your girl. But sometimes we're human. We say, you know what, we don't want to do this right now.
I haven't had a second since I came home from work.
I ain't signed up for this yet. But the video game as an alternative.
So I ruined it.
I was fully on your side. I was gonna say, damn, I'm gonna agree with Ben. I can't even believe it. And I was like, I don't see where Ben has slipped up. I think you're in the right. I think that it was probably should have been asked, like, hey, do you wanna put this together? Have you had a long day? Is your mind right to But, dude, you blew it. You blew it.
And I said this, Cody, on the Carbless Talk and text line. Why are we doing this inside was a big thing in my head as well.
Yeah, I mean, but
like, I put together
so many
fire pit the past weekend outside with my dad.
Well, so many pieces. So many pieces. I understand you take it and you just...
I get it.
What?
We're waiting for daddy to come back to town.
No, I can do this furniture with her.
You sure?
Yes, I did it with her.
I'm on Team Ben with starting furniture at 7:30 at night after a long day. Like that, you got to get your mind right to put together furniture, do it together. Like that's,
dude,
you got to be
ready
for that.
My back's hurting. Somehow my quads are tired. You're flipping this thing upside down to put screws in and like, there's four different types of screws. One screw went in early when she was putting it together. We had to take that back out, put the right one in. And this is like, the brain's going, like the brain hasn't shut off yet. But I think I lost it when I said I wanted to play video games with my friend.
She
turned to me, and this is the thing when she was she was spot on. She goes, "You sound like a freaking teenager."
That is true.
Leave me alone, Mom.
I gotta play Black Ops. No, it's Call of Duty. And it's not Black Ops. It is Verdansk Warzone.
Leave me alone, Mom. I want to play Verdansk.
Yes. Yes. Like, we're going out of town. Like,
make me some pizza roll.
No.
Ben, man, I'll tell you what.
So I would have been fine if I just said, like, hey, I'm not doing this right now. I'm like,
if you said, hey, why don't we just hang out on the couch? Pour a glass of wine.
She said, this girl doesn't start furniture assembly and stop.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. Wait. Did she say that before the Call of Duty comment or after?
I think before. Oof. And so that was my that was my thing of like, okay, well, like, sorry, this guy may not be putting together the rest of the furniture,
Ben,
since you're not stopping.
No, Ben, I'm right where with Brad. I mean, I disagree with some of it, but I understand where you were coming from. But the alternative, you didn't say I'm going to relax on a couch. You didn't say I just need a break. You said I'm going to put my mental strength into hanging out with friends instead of my fiance.
Relax on the couch, watch TV, or play video games with my friends.
That's matters.
Yeah. You're supposed to be man of the household, the grown man, and providing for your family. If you wanted to pour into your relationship, I think that would be more well received. But to go play video games with your friends?
Imagine if your father came up to help. help you fill those holes from the woodpecker. And halfway through, he said, ah, Ben, I'm done. I'm about to go, you know, play some euchre right here with some friends somewhere. Would you be like, Dad, what the? Wait. We got to finish the job.
Hey, Ben, would you feel abandoned? Can you grab me a Gatorade bottle?
I got to pee.
That's what my dad asked for on the way out. He's like, you got any extra Gatorade Zeros?
Really? To pee in it or to drink it?
To drive home and get hydrated after we both got sunburned with my buzz cut and his little bald spots on his head.
Yeah, I think you were right the whole way.
God, I need a better approach,
until the
guys.
End. Yeah, until the end. Because I think she should have probably asked, do you want to start this project? Not just start it herself.
And then make it all. She was like, we're a team. You know, she started hitting me with like, you know, we're doing this together, you know?
And I think if you would have said some other excuse, you probably would have been okay.
Yeah.
But you just 180'd it and you blew it. I can't believe it.
I mean, yes, you can. You can. You know, it's been. Bro,
I was cracked last night on video games too.
How long did you stay up?
What is this? What is this?
What the hell did you just say?
I was cracked.
Yeah.
Like you're on it. You're crushing it. Yeah. Getting lots of kills.
I've heard what that means.
I was cracked.
Did the fight increase adrenaline and focus?
Cool. I took it all in the tangos on the battlefield.
The tangos.
All right, we're done here.
So wait, how long did you play video games for?
Probably 8:45 to 11:30.
So you play video games for 3 hours, but you couldn't give her 2 hours.
Yeah, you gave her 1 hour of furniture, and you gave 3 hours of video games.
Well, I did go back up in between games and help her move it to the backyard.
She finished it?
That's a waste.
No, she finished it.
Is it sturdy?
Ben.
Why you say that, Kyle? You don't trust her?
I'm only saying because I trust her. I've been in a similar situation and scenario where I said, you know what? I'm going to let you just take care of this because I don't have the energy for it. And then I found myself fixing it later on.
Oh, wow.
Tightening some screws. I got a bruise, actually. A cut from it. So
I give her a ton of credit for finishing up.
She said this girl doesn't leave furniture undone.
They got to kick some ass.
So you abandoned her.
So you abandoned your fiance.
So you did go and play video games.
I was praying.
And you came back up.
When I came back up because I thought the lights were off.
And was she still working on it?
She was still working on it.
And you didn't take a pause to be like, you know what? You've taken it from 40 to 75. I'll help you with the final 25.
I did text the boys. I said, hey, back out. We were queuing into
a game. I texted the boys.
I said, back out. I'll be back in five.
Quick question. Couple follow-ups, in fact. Are you the oldest person of the boys?
Yes.
How close is it?
They're 2 years younger than me. One of them's got a kid.
I didn't need that information, I don't think. How often do you play Call of Duty?
I have not nearly played as much as I used to.
That wasn't my question.
Probably once or twice a week.
For 3 hours at a time?
I would say anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours.
What's your kill-to-death ratio?
Great question, Beth.
It started out really bad in the new season. I haven't looked at it, but last night we're cooking with gas again.
What is that?
I'll be over one again.
You're not even over one. That's, all this work.
Yes. Yeah,
well, dang, you suck. I haven't played in 2 years. I thought that was a standard
that you're supposed to have more kills than deaths.
Of course. I was a bot, and now I've got my swagger back. We're good again.
Are you the worst of your boys?
No, that's John. John is there for the camaraderie.
John Vandewettering
is our camaraderie guy. He's the soldier who does the things. We throw him out as bait, and then we get the kills.
So is this just a new?
No. Executive decision. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
The comments were so mean, but they also were kind of funny.
Wait, I didn't see the comments.
They said popcorn back in middle school must have been tough.
Please don't pick me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. All day, every day. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by.
It's all taking and no giving. Just use your mind. The schedule is out. 2025 NFL season. The Green Bay Packers have a really interesting schedule. They just do. It is very intriguing. You can pick out a lot of different spots and, as Brad would say, stretches that you look at and pinpoint, you know, sort of those records and benchmarks that you want to be at certain points. But my attention stays on week one, man. And week two, obviously, because Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders come for a Thursday night football game at Lambeau Field. You got the Detroit Lions, and you got the Washington Commanders in back-to-back weeks at home to start the season. And as I mentioned yesterday, the Green Bay Packers are 1-6 the last seven games against the Detroit Lions, and I'm sick of it.
And I love this matchup. Week one at Lambeau against the Detroit Lions. But I look at this as more than just one game on the schedule. I look at this and think, if Green Bay doesn't come out against the Detroit Lions week one, and if they're not the aggressor, if they're not juice, if it's not full of anticipation, excitement, and flying around and being the aggressor, then the Packers have a culture problem, guys. Then the Packers have a culture problem. Now, if the Packers go out there and they're flying around and they're hitting and they're competing every 50-50 ball and they're throwing their bodies on the line and they lose because of talent, hey, no issues here. The Lions are a good team. I'm not saying they have to beat the Lions. I'm saying you are defending your home turf against a team that has embarrassed you in certain moments. They've come to Green Bay now 3 years in a row and beat you. The only time you beat them was on Thanksgiving in 2023. You've been embarrassed. You've been punked. You've been thrown around, and you have not looked like the aggressive team on that field. It looks like the Lions want it more when they play the Green Bay Packers. This is the golden opportunity for the Packers not only to start the season strong, introduce doubt, like we talked about yesterday, but to be the aggressor, be more physical, be the hard-hitting team, compete for every ball. You can see that with your eyes. You might not be the better team, but with your eyes on the field, you can see the team that is coming out more aggressive. If they do not do that, with a little under 4 months to get your mind right, to get excited, to put it all on the line week one, then the Packers have a culture problem. Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, and from the top down, they are not creating a culture that they want to go out and compete and be that team. There's no excuses to not be the aggressor week one. If they don't, it reflects to me that that culture problem is real.
Well, you bring this up as a former NFL player. Are you speaking from experience from any week one scenarios, or is it just the way that the Packers have been haunted by the Lions the last couple of years, and they haven't beat good teams? Is it just situational of where they're at?
Well, it's more on situational for the Green Bay Packers because of this history with them. Now, there was a couple of times where, unfortunately, we never had, even in those top years in Carolina, we never played like the Saints week one, which tended to be Drew Brees, Sean Payton, and the Saints tended to be the ongoing competitor for us in the division that tended to come at the end of the season. But we did play the Seattle Seahawks a couple times early in the season. That was our sort of...
That's when they had the Legion of Boom.
Russell Wilson. We did play them a couple times, and we always said, this is the team that's always more physical than us. They always embarrass us. We can't get over the hump with that team. We played them early in the season a couple times. That game just meant more. On film, you could tell who the aggressor was. And it was a statement for when you play them later in the season. The only time we actually got over that hump over the Seattle Seahawks, when they still had all their dudes still together, we beat them early in 2015, and we sent a message, went to Seattle and beat them and said, no more. They basically, we were 0-3 up till that point. But we were the aggressive team. We sent a message and said, you are no longer the king of the NFC. We are. Played them again in the playoffs, beat them on the way to the Super Bowl. So messages are sent early in the season against other NFC teams that don't forget when you go and play in January.
I like how you're calling out potential culture and you're calling out Matt LaFleur. And I love the story that you just told because you talked about the journey, right? You talked about how you don't find success right away, right? You found success after taking some times getting beat down. So you lost to the Seattle Seahawks multiple times, but you finally got to the point that this is our time. This is time for us to shine. And I really think the Green Bay Packers in this season, they have everything to prove. This is a my turn type season with the Green Bay Packers. It is time for them to turn the absolute corner, and I'm right there with you. If this team does not come out and absolutely hit the Lions in the mouth, and we don't leave that game saying, damn, them are two really good teams. They went toe-to-toe. I want a victory. Like, I want a victory. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I want the Green Bay Packers to set the tone, because losing and saying, well, we lost close, I'm done with that, that is in the past. I need a victory week one, and you're absolutely right, Brad. That is what the Green Bay Packers should do. They need to come out with a lot of energy and a lot of fight and let everybody know that we are making progress towards being the championship team that we want to be. Let the league know that we are for real. So they need to have a lot of energy. They need to have a lot of fight. And we need to know their identity from day one. That should be the focus from this very moment. Everybody knows what the schedule is. Everybody should have that game circle. And everybody should be chomping at the bits to rip the head off of Jahmyr Gibbs, to rip the head off of Jared Goff, to put Aiden Hutchinson's ass right on his ass.
Powerful.
I'm serious.
I know.
Welcome back to football, Aiden. Sit down. My name's Aaron Banks. Come here.
And that type of mentality we really haven't seen out of the Green Bay Packers. Like, where has that been under Matt LaFleur? Offensive genius, right? There's generally like a healthy, we like one another in the locker room. But we haven't seen that gritty, I'm just going to, like Brian Bulaga said one time, which I just love this line, I am going to move a man where he doesn't want to go against his will. Like, that is something that is just so football. And I get it. Lions have really great personnel. They're good in the trenches. They're a tough team. But it has looked like they are the team that wants it more, and they clearly have the more aggressive, gritty culture than the Packers have, and it shows up on the
field. So who has that edge in the Green Bay Packers locker room?
Josh Jacobs.
Good answer. So that needs to be the person, because here's the thing. There needs to be a kumbaya, come to Jesus moment where Josh Jacobs lets them know, y'all, young fellas, when I talk about this, it's only because I want us to be great. Don't take this and get upset. Take this and be motivated, because I'm not changing. I came here because I want to win championships, and I want everybody around me to be elevated. That's what I want. So if Josh Jacobs is going to be that dog and put everybody give that dog mentality to everybody else, them boys need to stop being sensitive, and they need to embrace. You know what? He's right. He's absolutely right. We need to have a number one wide receiver, and that's me. My name's Tay Wicks, and I'm the number one wide receiver. My name's Jaden Reed. I'm the number one wide receiver. My name's Matthew Golden. I'm here new to this team, but I'm the number one wide receiver. We need these guys to be hungry. We need them to be dogs.
Is it bad that we went to Josh Jacobs, who is a bona fide dog, and then go to Jordan Love?
No, but it could be. Right now, Jordan Love is still finding out who he is as that leader, but it's okay that the all-pro guy, the bell cow running back that they have leaned on, primarily in that second half of the season last year, if Josh Jacobs plays well, right, and can motivate the guys in front of them, it's obviously a bonus. But to me, when I think about the Green Bay Packers, we're going to learn who the true leaders are, and Josh Jacobs, Jordan Love, and we're going to learn about this young core. I like the word young core over the youngest team in the NFL, because that's what it is now. You have a lot of guys on their third and fourth year that are part of this 3 to 5 year plan. And if the 3 to 5 year Goody win a championship plan is going to work, these young core guys need to show who they are. And I think based on their schedule, based on the Green Bay Packers schedule, we're going to find out if this young core is good enough to do the things that we want the Green Bay Packers to be able to accomplish in the coming years.
They need to be. They absolutely need to be. I'm so sick of these training wheels. They're actually gone, and they're in the garbage. We don't got no more kids no more. We got grown-ups in this building. And when I think about this young core, they have experience. Tucker Kraft showed me too much not to continue to ascend. Jaden Reed, I don't care about the drops. They suck, but Jaden Reed showed me that he is still a legit wide receiver who's going to crack 1,000 yards this year. Like, we have enough of these talented young players to get us over the hump. They must perform, and they must understand that we want to eventually get back to being the chased. We are the Green Bay Packers. The pecking order needs to get back to the Packers at the top, and it starts with Detroit. There is no – listen, the Packers are blessed with this opportunity. They're blessed with an opportunity to set the tone and let the league know, but more importantly, let those Detroit Lions know, and we all know.
And let themselves know.
No, exactly. The Detroit Lions are top dogs in the NFC for this short period of time, but we're coming back to – get our throne, and it starts week one. There is no better way the Packers should want to start this season than taking on the Detroit Lions, the team that was the best team in the NFC all season last year until it came to the playoffs, but the best football team in the NFC last year, the best football team in the NFC North. You got a chance to let them know we're putting our foots on your neck, and we're going to run through the league just like this.
And I do want to reiterate something that Brad said yesterday that I love is – the one question mark into this season for the Detroit Lions, there's others, but a big question mark. How do you replace an offensive coordinator that was the play caller and a defensive coordinator in Aaron Glenn who took the head coaching job with the New York Jets? Sure, I'm sure they found some good quality candidates, right? Obviously, there's a lot of talent, an attractive place based off the people they have around them that they've shown success. I'd want to be there if I was an up-and-comer for an opportunity. But if it's, I mean, I could go look it up, and I don't care who they are right now, and I've heard their names, I just don't have in my head. But they are still going to go through their own growing pains of learning a new scheme and system. There's a reason why the excitement of the defense of the Green Bay Packers, a lot of the reasoning goes to, well, look what Jeff Hafley did in year one. He should be able to do more in year two. So if you're not going to be able to maximize as much as you were able to with the former coordinators you had, and it is week one, and they're trying to work out some kinks, that's not the Green Bay Packers' fault. It's the Green Bay Packers' jobs to take advantage of whatever situation they have, which I believe, as Kyle says, is an opportunity to reset the expectations against the Lions and not be the team that's, you know, we're saying, oh, well, they came back, or oh, well, it was close, or oh, well, Jordan Love didn't get a touchdown, so they kicked a field goal, and the Lions, you know, got a touchdown, defense didn't get a stop. There's no more room to have those discussions. Otherwise, we're starting to sound like every season's the same. Mm-hmm. And that needs to change in order to move forward towards the ultimate goal that Goody has set forth in front of us as an urgency to win a championship. We'll see how the players respond week one and beyond. Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
Are y'all not
what is
up?
Your biggest takeaway from the schedule release of the Green Bay Packers? 800-990-3776. I am amped up. There's betting
totally
lines out. I got week one betting lines already that I can already look at.
I don't know what if I feel like this right now. Week one, I'm gonna be ready to rip this mic into pieces, man.
Don't do that. That may cost something. Just gonna caution you that.
Come on, Packers Nation. Let's go. Go, Pack, go, baby. We know the schedule. We know what the road is to a championship. Come on. Go, Pack, go.
Speaking of championships.
Go, Pack, go. But also, go, KBN Nation, go. Go to the American Family Insurance Championship, which returns to Madison. Coming up very soon with two new exciting changes this year. Peep this. Wisconsin-owned Steve Stricker, he hosts this PGA Tour Champions event June 6th through the 7th, through the 8th, and at his new home, TPC Wisconsin. The AmFam champ also debuts a new team competition this year. Two-person teams will compete in best ball and scramble formats. The American Family Insurance Championship is June 6th through the 8th. KBN will be there on June 6th, so come on down and say what's up. But also, get your ticket information today at AmFamChampionship.com. That's AmFamChampionship.com at his brand new home golf course, TPC Wisconsin in Madison. I can't wait to see you all at the American Family Insurance Championship this June.
Strofe, we got a good Becoming Relevant? Yeah! Next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN. Mm.
Do you wash your shins in the shower? We shower from hair to kneecap. The rest can drip down our legs to our feet.
It doesn't work that way.
It's not
no, it does work that
what's
way.
The,
no.
What does the poll say?
34% don't wash their shins.
That is shockingly low. KBN Nation, you're better than that.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a lot of disgusting human beings on this planet.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
She's so sweet with her. Get back there.
Download the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Get into your Google Play or App Store. Stay in touch with your favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows. And when you open it up, do every morning. I'm able to pop on over to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with one click of the button. They go to commercial break. I go to our pals, Unsportsmanlike, with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, and Chris Canty. Everything you need in the palm of your hand. Download the new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
All right, Strofe. This is your second to last tryout before we come back Monday and see if Becoming Relevant's still a thing. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. Hit us on the Carbless Talking Text line, 800-990-3776, or see the beautiful faces of Kyle Bruston-Ortman on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison. Time for
you
Becoming
know,
Relevant.
I often say self-awareness the most important human quality, right? You've all heard me say this enough.
Oh, yeah. I have not heard you say it, but I agree.
He says it all the time.
Yeah, you listen.
Okay. I don't pay attention to what you say sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Like when it says, like, look, you trying to give advice, I don't need it from
that's
you.
That's true.
Glad the feeling's mutual on that, Kyle. Cool. I don't really listen to most things you say either.
Cool, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fall, world, fall!
Yo, look at that. Now he's mad. Now he's lashing out.
Gen Z energy.
How about you just take advantage of the last opportunities you have becoming irrelevant?
What's your segment called again?
He doesn't even know what the name is.
Yeah, over a year.
Because he's irrelevant.
What's your segment called again?
Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
that was
flex.
Kind of powerful.
That was a flex.
I am I am confused by us, to be honest with you. Us, the four of us. We often say, yeah, we're men of our words. Our words carry weight. We do everything we say, except Kyle. But the rest of us do everything we say we are going to do. Except we've let one thing slip through the cracks, especially me and you, Ben. Brad Nortman is still not in the Brookfield Central Hall of Fame. So rather than focus on an old initiative, it is time for us to focus on a new initiative when it is related to our good pal, Brad Nortman. The NFL schedule is here. Week 1, Sunday, September 7th at noon, the Carolina Panthers visit and play the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
House divided.
The Brad Nortman Bowl.
The Nortman estate.
Both of the teams that Brad Nortman had the true honor to play for, receive paychecks from, are going toe-to-toe in a once-every-four-year matchup.
Mm.
I believe.
Don't try and get him in any of their Hall of Fames. That's not going
to
work.
He ain't trying to do that. Maybe a coin toss.
That's exactly where I'm going with it, Kyle. You got it. I believe we should contact every representative. You've got league sources, apparently.
I do.
I believe we should contact every representative we know, both in the government and within the organization of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Government.
That we should both, A, make September 7th, 2025 a national holiday in the state of Florida, Brad Nortman Day, and B, he should be the coin tosser at Panthers-Jags. You think we can get this done?
Oh, man, I hate to be mean here.
The only problem is the first game of the season.
Yeah, first game's a big deal.
And the Jaguars might want to have Mark Brunell, Keenan McCardell, Fred Taylor.
Mm, those are some names right there. Tony Casale.
Yeah.
How many of them played for the Panthers, though? How many of them?
I don't think the road
good point.
The
I don't think the home
cares
team cares who the road team
well,
is.
Well, but what you should care about is Brad Nortman may have started his career in Carolina, but where did he end his career, fellas?
And he so fondly remembers the exit interview.
Yeah, it was a painful one. Painful one.
But wasn't the exit interview when they told you you'd be back?
The head trainer said, hey, the head coach wants to see you. The Monday after the draft, they drafted the guy in the seventh
that's
round.
That's the exit interview.
I said, dang. So I walked out of the office. Coach Marone isn't even there. He's not in his office.
That's right.
He's 10 minutes late. He walks in. He goes, oh, crap. That's right. Sorry, Brad. Forgot about this. Yeah, we're letting you go. And I was like, what? I can't even compete for like the job against this rookie? He goes, no, you know how these things are, you know. Cap casualties. And you did great first, though. You did great first. You're going to be picked up in no time. You're going to be picked up in no time.
I'm not laughing at you. Yeah, you're doing such a good job of every head coach dismissing a player on Hard Knocks.
It's Hard Knocks. And I hate to say it. One of the reasons it's hard for me to watch Hard Knocks, that's how the conversation goes. He's like, you never know.
You're gonna land on your feet.
Yep. You. 31 other teams would be lucky to have you.
Everything you did from the time you were here to this day, we're proud and we were happy of how you represented the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I walk into the special teams coach office.
Uh-oh.
And
the new kid wasn't there, was he?
He wasn't. But I was like, hey, you must know already. Just wanted to say like thanks for everything. Meanwhile, I didn't really enjoy playing underneath him. But he goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, I just got released. And he goes, no, you didn't.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm
was
not
he
kidding.
Gaslighting you?
No, he's like, I thought they were going to let you compete. I can't even believe it. Meanwhile, a couple days later, they put out, you know how like, you know, there's a camera inside the war room?
Yeah.
And they put out this montage of them calling all the draft picks.
Oh no. The special teams coach is
on the phone talking to the punter. Logan Cook, who ended up being a great punter, he's still the punter there. And he goes, man, we can't wait to have you as a Jag. Like, this is such a great moment for us. Like, what you bring to the table is next level. You have such a bright future. Dude just gaslighting me.
Oh no.
Dude, I walked out so salty.
Yeah.
And then I also he said, okay, well, I guess, you know, good luck and all that kind of stuff. But I was walking out and they said, like, okay, you're good to go. And I was like, well, I should probably like say thank you to like Tom Coughlin, right? So I find him and he was fine. He was just like, yeah, well, thanks for everything.
Oh, I wouldn't want to say nothing to Tom Coughlin. I would say
I tried to be the bigger
one. Well, hold on a minute. It's probably a good thing that Brad wasn't like throwing fists because his special teams coordinator in Jacksonville was a very successful collegiate wrestler.
Yeah, and he had some screws loose. It makes sense.
As a special teams coach, you need to have screws loose? I mean,
you're literally telling a guy you're a gunner.
Yeah, he would do these. The Saturday night before every game, he would do like pump up videos for us. And he would
special teams or the team?
Special teams.
Just the punch.
Special teams. But guys that were not on special teams would come in because they were so crazy. It was animals in the wild destroying one another. It was guys getting knocked out in MMA. The most graphic, intense, physical images you could conjure. He found them scrubs the internet, finds them, puts them together in this montage, and then he just like basically salivating at the mouth.
Let's go out there and
do that to them tomorrow.
Does he talk or does everyone just sit and watch?
We go through the game plan and then he kind of gets all fired up and then he's like, you know, he gets all excitable and then to the video guy who's this like docile dude, he's like, just play the video. And like he plays the video and it's like 4 minutes of just aggression.
I should know if he was like,
lions
look at
fighting.
That lion just tear the head off.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what we need to do.
Every once in a while you get that reaction, but he's just like, you know, I have to look away sometimes.
So it
like,
wasn't designed.
Must be dead.
It
like,
wasn't
people,
designed.
People
for
getting
you.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't like necessarily say it, but people would get like hit by like a car or something like
what?
That. I mean, clearly they like get up. He's like, nobody died in this, but like just think like.
Wait, he would have to clarify that nobody died.
Like car accident.
Was he basically saying that if this person got up from a car accident,
like this,
get
this
up
is
from
what it
hit?
Should look like tomorrow. I mean, it was crazy.
Brad, I'm just curious if you know, so his name is Joe DeCamillis, is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Are you aware where he spent time prior to Jacksonville?
Well, I know that he was all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, he was the special teams coach for the Broncos. We played in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And he had in his office.
Super Bowl champion, Joe DeCamillis.
He had in his office in Jacksonville. Everybody gets a replica Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
And he had that in the office. Every time he'd walk in and crack a joke. Oh, sorry, Nortman. I got to put that up there. Blah, blah, blah.
He sounds like a tool.
You got to be a lion here.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lion.
Absolute tool.
All right,
yeah,
so after further review, I'm starting to think that you will not be willing to do the coin toss
no,
in Jacksonville.
I've come a long way. I was bitter, but now I'm not.
Do you
now,
have any like relationships with the Jaguar organization?
I know quite a few people.
All right, Brad,
in there still.
Look right in that camera.
Yes.
Tell Jacksonville you're looking forward to seeing them on September 7th when you flip the opening coin toss.
Jacksonville Jaguar organization, you know I love you. The black, the teal, the gold, Duval. You know that I'm going to be right there on the 50-yard line, and I'm going to be side by side with you as well. Welcome in my old friends, the Carolina Panthers. Come on down. It's going to be warm in Jacksonville, but I'm going to bring the heat when I flip the coin. We're going to enjoy every minute of it. It'll be like old friends. Last time we saw each other was one of the most successful seasons in Jaguar history. Let's relive the old times. Bygones be bygones. You and me enjoy a little bit of life. And as I'm flipping the coin, welcome in the Carolina Panthers. Thanks in advance for having me.
Duval.
It's BOGO week. Connie's original thin crust. Find it at Pick and Save and Metro Market for 2 weeks. The 14th through the 27th. That's Connie's Frozen Pizza. You can enjoy pizzeria quality without pizzeria prices. And that is at Metro Market and Pick and Save. BOGO boys, assemble!
Yeah, I can't wait. Cannot wait.
That's good. That is the most exciting I get at the checkout register.
Pick and Save and Metro Market. For 2 weeks, get your Connie's frozen pizza as well as any of your favorite Palermo's brands at your local grocer's freezer. And since I will not be here tomorrow, let's go caller 8 for a frozen pizza Friday on a Thursday. Psych. Let's just go to over under because we need callers. I see what we're doing here, Strofe. That was good. Telepathy?
Telepathy.
Am I close?
You went further away.
Telepathic?
Oh, no. Now you're,
well, now
just,
you're changing the word.
Floundering, yeah.
Telepathy, I don't know,
yeah,
man.
That was good. That was good.
Hell yeah. Caller 12 and caller 18 for over under 800-990-3776. Caller 12, you're going to get a category from Alex Strofe.
People don't even know what they're calling for right now.
Over under.
That's how you said the first time. Which one am I doing?
You're doing over under.
Okay.
Caller 12 and caller 18 for over under coming up next. Strofe's going to give you a category. Caller 12, you could choose over under if you believe Kyle,
give you a
Brad, and myself will get as many answers as correctly out of 10 guesses. If we hit the over, you'll win. If we hit the under.
You think a noogie would hurt more right now because you don't have that much hair?
A little bit, and I got a little sunburn putting up some stuff on that ladder.
That noogie's not going to feel too good, is
not
it?
Not going to feel too good. So caller 8, or, oh, God.
Get it together. Glasses all.
Here we go. Just see caller 12 or caller 18, and you're going to play over under. In 2 minutes, or in 4, oh, my gosh. 800-990-3776. Oh, God.
Something wrong with
this him. Is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye, like
Out the Way. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. Time now. Kyle Brustin Nortman to play over under. Hopefully we figured out the caller situation, Strofe. Caller 12, caller 18, all good?
What were the callers?
12 and 18.
Oh, I thought it was
8. Do you have short-term memory?
No, 8 was supposed to be Frozen Pizza Friday.
No, don't.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Whoa! Are we on the air?
I think so. What happened?
Uh-oh.
Hey.
There it is.
I didn't know you could pause things. How fun is that?
Not fun.
There is a button that has like a pause symbol. I wonder what that means.
It does not have a pause symbol.
I could
have
sworn
it
says
how much time is left in the
track. Over Under.
All right, before we get to that, our callers. Caller 8, I'm just kidding. Caller 12 was Beads in Milwaukee. Not a believer. He's on the under.
B-O. Mm.
Oh, Beads.
Beads-O.
Caller 18, the Adam in Madison. He is on the over and wanted me to tell Ben that he likes when he stutters.
It was an accident.
Today's topic, fellas, I am looking for the 10 NFL teams that have 5 or more primetime games. This upcoming season, with the schedule released yesterday, 10 teams have 5 or more primetime games. Now, those are defined as night games and are already solidified as night games. So Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
Does not include like a Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
or a
night
Christmas.
Does count.
Christmas
only night games.
Night.
Christmas night does count. Yes. So it's night games only are considered primetime in the NFL. 10 teams have 5 or more. Who's our final answer are going to be?
Brad's our schedule guy.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, Mike North, take it away. And
what's over under?
Might need to tell you that, don't I? 6.5 today. 6.5.
Okay.
Need 7 or more to win. Your okay. time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Do we go with the Eagles?
I'm good with the Eagles. Eagles final.
Yeah, they're tied for 3rd with 5.
I think I saw Kansas City's first final.
And that they are. They have 7 of them.
Cowboys, I believe.
Yeah, Cowboys final.
Yeah, they're 2nd with 6.
Green Bay final.
I don't think they're on there.
They only have 4.
Really?
They have the Thanksgiving.
It's 5 or more.
Noon game.
Oh, okay. I got a little ahead of myself.
And the Bears Saturday game does not technically count right now.
The Bears are not on the list. I can say that. Cleveland's not on the list. I know I can say that.
Okay.
What about the Lions should be in consideration for prime
Lions,
time?
But
also,
Buffalo
but
Bills.
Think brand names.
Ravens. The Ravens should
so,
probably be on the
list. Steelers are always a big name.
Steelers.
Especially if they're thinking that maybe Rodgers.
I mean, you got the so the Ravens got to be on this, right?
You've got three right so far: Chiefs, Cowboys, Eagles.
Why?
What about the Niners?
Two minutes.
Step back. They probably have four or five. I know the Saints have zero.
What about like the New York Giants think?
No.
I mean like big markets.
Yep, I know.
Washington Commanders are a very sexy team right now.
The Rams don't get as many prime time as you think they would.
What
do.
About Houston?
Texans, big maybe. Market. Commanders on the list.
Okay, we've got like six here.
Should we should try the Bills. I mean, the reigning
MVP. Six guesses left.
The reigning MVP should have five primetime.
Yeah,
oh,
I like the Bills.
Yeah,
I like the Bills final.
That is correct. They have five.
I like the Lions.
They should. Who do we feel more comfortable? Ravens or Lions? Because Lamar Jackson is prime.
Yeah, he's electric. Ravens final.
What?
They are tied with the Packers of four.
This is tough.
Got four guesses left and four correct. You need three right of
three
your four
out of
guesses.
Four.
I think Washington is a big market with a, you know.
They want them to be successful. They want the Commanders
one
to be successful.
1 minute.
I like Washington. I like Detroit.
Washington, Detroit.
Let's go Detroit.
Detroit.
Final.
Yep, they've got five.
So we need two more?
Two more with three
You need
guesses.
Two more with three guesses, exactly.
So Steelers, 49ers, Washington, Houston.
I don't like Houston. Are we missing anybody? No Colts.
I saw that the Colts won't be on there.
No Panthers, no Jets.
30
seconds. Are we missing the Rams, even though they don't fill the stadium?
Yeah,
that's
the
market.
Problem. Seattle wouldn't be there.
I kind of like adding the Rams
Cincinnati,
for some reason.
Cincinnati, yeah. Would they get it? I don't know.
Too small of a market.
Yeah.
They don't, actually.
Got
I think
three
it's
guesses, boys. Let's go.
All right, baby, okay. I try to
Rams, away. Ravens.
We already said Ravens.
Washington.
Let's do
10.
Ravens. Let's do Rams final.
9. 8.
I didn't feel good about the
Washington
Ravens.
Final.
6.
49ers
5,
or Steelers?
4.
Steelers.
3.
Steelers final.
2. 1.
No!
Brutal. Because the 49ers are on the list.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I'm a little surprised. I shouldn't be. They were just so irrelevant last year.
The three teams that weren't the 49ers that you missed, I don't think you mentioned any of these teams. Probably because they're a little surprising.
The Broncos?
Not the Broncos. You throw a guess.
Chargers?
Chargers are on there.
Yeah,
yes.
I had them on my list, but I didn't feel confident about that. Because L.A., I wouldn't have said
well,
the Rams.
If you're going to say that, you think you'd say the Rams before the Chargers.
Well, because Justin Herbert.
Well, and John Harbaugh.
Seattle.
Jim Harbaugh.
Raiders.
Nope.
Not Miami for sure.
Miami is on there.
Come on.
Really?
Why is anyone watching the Dolphins?
And there's one more team that you're going to go, why?
The Bears?
No. Nope.
Vikings?
No, nope, not in the division.
What conference?
NFC.
The Giants.
Nope. Even more of a why.
Arizona.
Than the Giants.
Falcons?
Falcons.
Oh, gosh.
Five primetime games for Atlanta.
That's the Falcons have more than the Packers.
Now, the Packers are a little
and the
strange
Ravens.
Because that Thanksgiving one is a standalone national television game. That Bears one will end up being either primetime or a standalone national television game. Their definition of primetime is kind of strange.
Wow. Oh, thanks. Thanks for giving us a strange one.
I feel bad for not. I said Aaron Rodgers.
You guys were on the right track. You could have won. You went with one team over the 49ers.
At the buzzer, too. That's hurt.
That was fun.
I still would have thought Steelers. Huge brand. Aaron Rodgers.
They moved the game.
Seemingly Aaron
take
Rodgers.
Take a sip after that one, Brad.
I'm going to need a sip after that one. I'm going to take a sip specifically of the Watermelon Car Bliss. Get this. Watermelon, of course, is in the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. And the Mango 4-Pack is also delicious. The watermelon's so good. By popular demand, it got its own 4-Pack. How about that? So you can enjoy the taste of the summer with any one of those varieties. The Mango 4-Pack, which tastes like a crisp, clean mango. Tropical Bliss Variety Pack, where you're going to get that watermelon, but also you're going to get the blood orange, which is unbelievable. You're going to get grapefruit and you're going to get raspberry, or you can get that watermelon all by itself. It is just Carbliss, again, changing the game, because you got the classic cocktails, you got all the original fruit flavors, but they just changed the game once again. So 2025 will be the year of these new summer Carbliss flavors. Zero sugar, zero carbs, all the flavor and less carbonation, the perfect amount to give you that enjoyable crisp taste, but not so much to let you bloat. There is so much to love about Carbliss, and guess what? It is made right here in the great state of Wisconsin. So there's so many reasons to grab a Carbliss. Join me in grabbing one to discover why Bliss is more, and get your bliss on with Carbliss.
Wild story coming out of Chicago in 2 minutes about Caleb Williams. God, they are a mess, and it's amazing.